we want to get an update on a situation that's been changing quickly over the last couple of days in Burlington. There's been a lot of movement at the head of the state's largest municipal police force. Over the course of the day yesterday, there were officially two changes in leadership. First, it was announced that Chief Brandon Del Pozo had resigned and Deputy Chief Jan Wright had been named acting chief. But an hour or two later, she had been removed from that interim role and Deputy Chief John Murad was instated as acting chief. It all started with an anonymous Twitter account used by now former police chief Del Pozo last summer. And here to catch us up to speed is VPR's Liam Elder Connors, who covers Burlington for the station. Liam, welcome.
Hi, Jane.
So Chief Del Pozo resigned after it became clear that he had used an anonymous Twitter account basically to mock or to engage with a vocal critic of city affairs. And then Del Pozo lied about it. Can you explain what happened?
Let's go back to where this started in July. So on July 4th, now former chief Brandon Del Pozo sent approximately 10 tweets over the course of 45 minutes directed at Charles Winkleman, who is a vocal critic of the city administration. And so over the course of 45 minutes, Del Pozo sent these tweets and then says he pretty quickly deleted the account, deleted the tweets, realized what he was doing was wrong, and tried to move on from it.
Okay, but that obviously wasn't where it ended.
Right. So Charles Winkleman tipped off Courtney Lambden at 7 Days about this anonymous account that was trolling him that he suspected might be the chief of police. And so Courtney did what a reporter does and called up the chief and asked him point blank, like, did you do this? Did you make this account? And multiple times over the course of the interview, Chief Del Pozo lied and said, nope, I did not create this account. It's not me. And so this was back in July. And once he did that, once he lied to Courtney, he came clean to Mayor Moreau Weinberger. He went to his house and told the mayor that I made this fake account. I also, you know, denied it when a reporter asked me about it, and just came clean to the mayor. And the mayor put him on administrative leave at that time.
All right. So again, the chief has admitted that what he did was create this anonymous account. He engaged with and mocked Winkleman, then immediately deleted it, he says, and then was contacted by the 7 Days reporter, Courtney Lambden, and after that went to the mayor, who then put him on administrative leave. But that administrative leave never became public at the time to people in the media or to others. We were told that he was on medical leave.
Right. And so it's a little complicated. So I'll just make sure to be clear. At first, he was on administrative leave.
Which means
that, you know, he had his gun and badge taken away and the city was investigating the incident. You
know. It's essentially like a suspension.
Exactly. And so that was happening. And the city says pretty quickly in their investigation, they determined that there was an underlying medical condition that contributed to Del Pozo's actions. And so at that time, the city decided that Del Pozo should be placed on family and medical leave, which they say restricts some of what they can say because there's privacy issues related to medical conditions.
And that was public.
And that was public. They did announce that he was on medical leave and they didn't say why. They didn't say anything else. They just said, this is happening.
Now, Brandon Del Pozo was involved in a very serious bike accident in the Adirondacks in the summer of 2018, and he suffered a head injury, among other injuries. Is that what the city and the now former chief are saying was the underlying cause or at least contributing factor in both the social media behavior and the medical leave that he took?
Yes. They're saying it's a combination of stress from the job. It's been a pretty trying year for the Burlington Police Department with some lawsuits and making allegations of excessive force. And so the chief and the city are saying, you know, the combination of stress from the job and the lingering effects of a traumatic brain injury contributed to his decision to make this fake Twitter account and to mock Winkleman.
Okay, so Del Pozo went on this more recent medical leave after he admitted his Twitter use to the mayor. That was July of 2019. He was out for 6 weeks. He came back. He was cleared by the city to go back to his job. And apparently nothing was said to the public or to other city officials about any of the reasons for his leave, including the fact that it was initially an administrative leave that was then changed to a medical leave. But Liam, it sort of seemed like that had all gone away. Nothing had come out. So how did all of this become public and become such a big issue that the chief had to resign in the last week and a half?
Last week, Charles Winkleman published a pretty lengthy blog post where he laid out his accusations that he believed that Chief Del Pozo was behind this anonymous Twitter account. And once he published that, Courtney Lambden reached back out to the city, reached back out to the chief and said, you know, hey, look, these accusations were made. I'd like to follow up and get a response. And the mayor and the police chief got back to her and told her, you know, exactly what happened, that Del Pozo had created this fake Twitter account and then denied it.
Okay, so then what? This was out. This was public. 7 Days obviously had been doing dogged reporting on this from the summertime, but other news media organizations were on it. It was very public. And then what?
Well, so on Friday, you know, we're all scrambling trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And a number of us showed up at the police department and there was a little impromptu press conference. Del Pozo told us there that he had no plans on resigning. This was Friday night. And then just a few days later, Sunday night, he submitted a letter of resignation to Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger. And then that announcement, yes, there was an announcement yesterday at the police department that Chief Del Pozo had resigned. So let's hear the mayor right now.
And while it was clear to me that despite his mistakes, he continued to have considerable support within the city council, the police department, the police commission, and the community, it was also clear that if he continued to serve, the days ahead would be very challenging for him, his family, the department, and the city.
And the mayor said Deputy Chief Tran Wright would be acting chief while they figured out the next steps in hiring a permanent chief.
Right. So like yesterday afternoon when I left the office, Jan Wright was now acting police chief. But by the time I was putting dinner on the table, she was not acting police chief anymore. What happened?
Yeah, it was a surprise for all of us sitting there at city council last night at about 7 o'clock. We got a press release from the mayor saying that Jan Wright was no longer the acting chief because she also had admitted to having a fake Facebook account. So let's hear some tape of the mayor announcing that at city council last night.
At that time, much to my surprise, Deputy Chief Wright, who I had just asked to serve as the acting chief, shared that she had occasionally operated a Facebook account under the name Lori Spicer, through which she made comments about and engaged citizens in discussions of the police department policy and practice.
Right. And so, in fact, she was interacting with people, including Charles Winkleman on Facebook, having back and forths with him about issues at the police department. And so, you know, the mayor had already announced that she was the acting chief, and then apparently right after the press conference where he made that announcement, she told him, yeah, I also have this fake Facebook account where I've been interacting with people online and talking to them. And so Wright is no longer acting chief. She is still in her job as deputy chief, and the city is investigating her posts and reviewing them to see if there's any further action that they're going to take. But Deputy Chief John Murad is now the acting chief, and he has told the city that he, quote, has never engaged in anonymous social media posting.
I think the mayor's press release said he not only told the city, but told the city's lawyers. It sounds like he was sort of sworn, had to sort of say under oath, I have never used this. And I don't mean that officially, but like they've definitely checked now.
No, I mean, two top officials at the Burlington Police Department have both had anonymous Facebook pages, both interacting and, you know, belittling citizens who are critical of the department. And so I think the city is pretty alarmed by this pattern at this point.
Liam, what about what could happen or any pressure that Mayor Moreau Weinberger might be under for his role in all of this? Not talking about the situation with Jan Wright, who was discovered to also have a Facebook page that she'd been using to make anonymous posts, but in terms of his interactions and actions in regard to Chief Brandon Del Pozo.
That remains to be seen. There were people last night at the city council meeting who, during public comment, were calling on him to resign over sort of how he handled it, how he didn't talk about it. He didn't tell the city council. He didn't tell the police commission. He didn't tell the public. And in fact, you know, based on what Weinberger said, he didn't have any plans to come forward and talk about the reason why the chief was placed on leave unless somebody asked him directly about it. He said, you know, when he was asked by 7 Days, he wasn't going to not say what happened. But he also indicated that he wouldn't have said anything if people hadn't asked him about the situation. So it's, you know, there are some city councilors, progressive city councilor Max Tracy, who says the mayor really hasn't taken full responsibility for his actions in this matter and would like to see the mayor, you know, take some steps to to say, you know, he's a little accountable for the situation.
Anybody calling for his resignation?
No one on city council has called for his resignation yet. As I said, you know, some people at public comments, some activists have called on the mayor to resign. Charles Winkleman has also called on the mayor to resign as well. He is understandably really upset with the situation. For months, he's believed that top officials in the police department have been, you know, contacting him on social media anonymously, and people, you know, in the city, the media have kind of brushed aside those accusations. And so he's understandably upset about this. Here he is speaking last night at the city council meeting.
You all should be ashamed of yourselves that you just continue to protect yourselves and your position instead of listening to anyone in this community who time and time again has said they are tired of being abused by the police in this town.
Liam, can you tell us a little bit more about who Charles Winkleman is? I mean, he's obviously been a thorn in the side of former Chief Del Pozo and maybe other city officials, but this is the first time that a lot of people are hearing about him.
Yeah, as you said, you know, he's been a thorn in the side of city officials. He's very active on social media, really responds and sends a lot of tweets towards them on issues like housing policy, you know, conditions for you know, tenants and whatnot. And, you know, he has maybe been a little bit more under the radar right now. But, you know, with his accusations about, you know, being trolled by the anonymous police accounts have turned out to be true. And so I think people are sort of taking a harder look at some of the things that he's saying right now, just based on what's happened in recent days.
What about what's next for both the Burlington Police Department and the city and the mayor in terms of regaining the trust or keeping the trust of people in the city?
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, two top officials had these anonymous accounts. The mayor said that he's going to hire an outside investigator to take a look at the Burlington Police Department's social media practices, policies, you know, what's going on there. The city is also working to adopt a formal social media policy for employees to lay that out. There's been a draft one in the works for a while, and so they're trying to kind of button that up. But I think there's still a ways to go to sort of figure out and like regain complete trust after all this.
Liam Elder Connors covers Burlington, among other things, for VPR. Thank you for the update on this situation with the police department.
You bet.